It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Well, this morning, we're going to Clarksdale. We're going to hear the music and some of the life story from an extraordinary blues man, Randy 19th Street Red Cohen. We're going to find out about his music. It's not really what we would call the polite blues. It's really the low-down, razor's edge, gut-bucket blues. And he's attracted thousands of fans, not only in Clarksdale, but in New Orleans, Washington, D.C., California, and across the country, even Europe. It's a pleasure to welcome to the Blues and Arts Hour, Randy 19th Street Red Cohen. Good morning, Randy. And we were talking before we went on the show, and you like your coffee in the morning, don't you?
I'm drinking my coffee right now. I like my coffee in the morning and my tea at night.
There you go. Hey, listen, I got to ask you right off the bat, 19th Street Red, that's kind of your nickname. How did that come about?
All right, well, one of my incarnations is I lived in the Bay Area in San Francisco, and I had a amplifier repair shop in the Mission District at 19th and Cap.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I had a CD that I had just produced, and a friend of mine had suggested that I use the moniker, and he thought up Red Clay. So I called the CD 19th Street Blues, mm-hmm. and Red Clay was the name I used. And I was just experimenting. Yeah. You know, this was like 30 years ago or something. And so I used to play out, used to busk out at the baseball games. And one day I heard that the scalpers were out there before the game, and, you know, they were like, hey, you see that guy over there with the drum? And who is that? And the other guy said, oh, Ed, he's 19th Street Red. And that's where that came from.
Yeah,
I overheard the scalpers say that. Yeah. And I, you know, because I figure you're not really supposed to give yourself a nickname. You know?
Well, Randy, I've been enjoying your music. I know our listeners can find your music on Bandcamp. And you've also got a website. It's 19thstreetred.com. But let's play a tune. It's Avenue Boogie. This was actually recorded a few years ago, but just released not that long ago. Tell us a little bit about the album, Randy.
Well, actually, it was released in 2011 when I recorded
it. Oh, okay.
Sold thousands of copies of that CD.
Uh-huh.
It's a favorite of mine because there's 12 originals on there,
mm-hmm.
and I had a horn section. I had a bunch of songs that I had written over the years, and I had envisioned them with a horn section, but never could afford it on my CDs, on my previous CDs. I didn't have the money to pay horn players. Well, this barbecue joint, the Shed Barbecue down in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, Brad and Brett and Brooke Orison, they gave me a bunch of money to pay the musicians for mm-hmm. my CD.
Wow.
And they were going to start a record label, but then, you know, they had a big fire, and that was the end of that. But that's so I was able to have the horn section on the CD, and this was something that was a long time coming for me.
I think our listeners are really going to enjoy this. This Avenue Boogie. This is Randy 19th Street Red Cohen.
Down on the avenue. Real fast.
All right, that's Randy, 19th Street, Red Cohen, and Avenue Boogie. And Randy, that's got a great feel to it. How can listeners access your music?
My internet music outlet is Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Bandcamp and you simply search 19th Street Red, I have two of my CDs in their entirety in super high resolution audio, including like outtakes and mistakes. Then there's like four other artists on there that I have that I've recorded over the years, mostly in California. And then there's a young woman here from living in Clarksdale. I recorded a song by her. There's the Chicago Brother and Sister Blues bands up there. There's another couple guys that I found in the streets of San Francisco. A guy named Bluesman Shane, who's phenomenal. I'm the only person that's ever recorded him, and he was murdered in 2008. Oh, wow. He's a heavy. I mean, this guy should have been famous. I mean, he plays like a cross between Lightnin' Hopkins and Muddy Waters, and he's from Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Wow. And he was living underneath. He was living down by the bridge in China Basin in San Francisco. Like, he was paying people. You know what he was doing? He had a great hustle. Bluesman, man. He'd be out there all night long with his van, and people would bring him scrap metal, and he'd give them, 50 cents on the dollar for what you could get during the day at the recycling, the people would get the metal, and they wanted their fix. They needed their rock, whatever it was, their drugs. They needed their drugs. And so they were, glad to take anything they could get in the middle of the night. And he'd turn the stuff in during the day, man. Bluesman always had a pocket full of 20s.
Hey, Randy, we got to take a break right now, but we're going to come back and hear some of your life story. This is fantastic. But, yeah, check out the music. Randy, 19th Street Red Cohen on Bandcamp. And his website also is 19thstreetred.com. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 9:16. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 21 minutes after 9. Jim Thorne here. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest, Randy, 19th Street Red Cohen from Clarksdale, Mississippi. And Randy, how long have you been in Clarksdale? Where is home originally? Where are you originally from?
Well, I was born in New York, in Queens, New York, and we moved a couple of times, and I ended up growing up in the Washington, D.C. area. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to Oakland, California, the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area for 10 or 12 years. And then I moved to New Orleans, and both the Bay Area got too pricey, and I fell in love with the music and the people of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to, I was there for 20 years, and then it got too expensive in New Orleans, and I moved up here to Clarksdale because I've been playing a lot in Mississippi,
Yeah. Where can people find you? I mean, are you performing in the next, couple weeks there in Clarksdale?
Yeah, well, I have a, every Thursday night I play at Red's Juke Joint. So every Thursday night, and I feature different people who play with me. I try and find like really good soloists so I can like sing my song and then feature somebody to like, really play something that, catches everyone's eye. And then I also do two weekly gigs, Saturday morning and Sunday morning at the record store here, Cathead Music. Yeah. I start about 11 or 11:30. On the porch, the front, and I do a solo thing there.
And
I have those three regulars, yeah.
And Randy, I know people from all over the world come to Clarksdale, and that's got to be a rewarding thing for you to meet some of these people who really, really love the blues.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, I mean, if you live in Finland or you live in South Africa and you love Mississippi Delta blues, very quickly, the Mississippi Blues Trail, with Clarksdale being like the, the gem in the crown, you know? Mm-hmm. The Clarksdale being a focal point for the whole world if you're interested in Mississippi Delta blues. So we get a huge international, I mean, often in Reds, more than half the audience will be from, you know, is an international crowd.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're going to play a song next. It's Free and Easy Mind. Any comments on this song, Red?
Well, I was heartbroken, and I wrote a song.
Okay.
She shouldn't have left me. Okay. She messed up her life.
All right. Well, let's enjoy Free and Easy Mind. This is from Randy 19th Street Red Cohen on the Blues and Arts Hour.
If things were the way it was supposed to be, that is if I love you and you love me, if we could share joy and pain, and you'd hold my hand
Randy 19th Street Red Cohen, and the name of the song, Free and Easy Mind, from the album Avenue Boogie. Randy, you play regularly there in Clarksdale. Do you ever get up this way to Jackson?
To where?
Here in Jackson, Mississippi. Do you ever play over here?
Oh, down to Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, actually. You said up to. I was thinking of, you know, which Jags.
Yeah, down to Jackson.
I don't even know where I'm talking at, you know. Jackson, I play a couple, Iron Horse is something I do like every 2 or 3 months. I play there, usually on a Friday or Thursday night. And I also play in Vicksburg at the Key City Brewery. And near Jackson, there's a place I play. Usually when I go down there to do those gigs, I put a Saturday night in at the Blue Front Cafe in Ventonia, Mississippi, which is one of the two surviving juke joints in the state of Mississippi. The other one being Red's Lounge, where I play every Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, you're keeping the blues, the authentic blues alive, Randy. I tell you, that's got to be, and you've been doing this for a long time. How long have you been playing music, Randy?
How long have I played what?
How long have you been playing blues and music in general?
Well, I mean, blues is the reason I'm playing music. I mean, I was attracted to the blues when I was like 6 years, five, six, something like that. I heard Percy Sledge's When a Man Loves a Woman, which isn't technically blues, but I mean, it has that blues sound to it, and it just was haunting to me. I mean, I couldn't get it out of my mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, soon after I discovered B.B. King and just that moodiness, that dynamic of the blues just attracted my attention. So, you know, the whole time I've been interested in blues. I mean, I came up, you know, in the 70s, I was a teenager, so, you know, I liked rock music, but by the mid-70s, rock music took a turn for the worse, in my opinion, and I stopped listening to rock music and started going to see every blues artist I could see, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were still alive back then.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're going to continue our conversation and also have more music from our featured artist on the Blues and Arts Hour today, Randy 19th Street Red Cohen. Our time now is 9:30. Our show is made possible every week by longtime sponsor Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Again, I'm Jim Thorne. Our time now, 9:30. CBS News Update is next. All right, welcome back. It's 24 minutes until 10. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our featured artist this morning, Randy 19th Street Red Cohen, and what a talent he is. From Clarksdale, living in Clarksdale. And Randy, I know Clarksdale's been in the news recently, and I know you're a resident there. I want you to kind of maybe expound on what folks are, how it's going there, and what people can expect if they want to come visit.
Well, Clarksdale I moved here 2.5 years ago. I've been coming here for a couple decades, and it's a center. It's like the club's name, Ground Zero. Clarksdale is Ground Zero for the blues. It's a place that was, you know, one of the bigger cities in the Mississippi Delta, and there are several blues artists from right in this area. But all the blues artists of, you know, the traveling blues artists of the 20th century, the mid and early 20th century, 1900s, this was a place where they would come to congregate and make money, and there were clubs here, and especially in the middle of the 20th century. Yeah. By then, because it was a cotton, you know, the business of cotton was handled here before it really moved to Memphis completely, you know. So there's a huge history of blues in Clarksdale.
Well, and I know it's kind of a melting pot of culture, and that's what's so wonderful about it. We visited there, and it's just like you can see all kinds of people there, and that's really a shining example of really how humanity can live with each other, right?
Well, sure. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people like me that were attracted to the blues all their lives and finally discovered Clarksdale and discovered that the Mississippi blues is alive and living in its current evolved state here in Clarksdale. And what you have is like the sons and, you know, the grandchildren and the great grandchildren of the culture of the blues. I mean, mm-hmm. the culture of the blues was really, you know, started in the 1920s and 30s, and you know, by the end of that of the century, really by the 80s, the social cultural tide or factors that created what became the blues was really over, you know, mm-hmm. but it still exists, and there's still a thread back to it in the Mississippi Delta. So these grandchildren of the folks that were, you know, from the blues culture, I mean, truly from the blues culture, the sharecroppers, you know, the workers of the Mississippi Delta, this is where the blues comes from. And this is these young people, very, you know, we have like, you know, we have people, we have a school of blues here in Clarksdale, and there's like people in their young teenagers, folks in their young teenagers that are young teenagers that are learning to play the blues and are interested in it. But there's a couple of guys here in town. There's a guy, Big A, who's in his late 30s. There's a guy, Lee Williams, a drummer. These guys learned from some people, Big Jack Johnson and Johnny Billington. And this has been passed down. The actual, you know, bona fide culture of the blues, the torch is, the flame of the torch is still going here in Clarksdale. And I can't really say it anywhere else in the world where that is true. I mean, Greenwood, Mississippi, you know, there's pockets of it, but Clarksdale is like just kind of a focal point for the world because it's geared up to support the tourism and it's like a mecca for what's left of the Mississippi Delta blues.
That's absolutely right. And I've known people, Randy, who really didn't know much about the blues, but they go to Clarksdale, they visit, and they experience it. They come back as huge blues fans. You know, that's pretty regular, I would think.
Well, it's a good vibe here amongst that community. I mean, because you come down here, and maybe these people have never been to a juke joint like Red's, you know, and they've never seen these guys up close, and you know, Red's Lounge I'm talking about on, sure, Sunflower, 395 Sunflower. It's one of the last two juke joints in the state of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And when you walk into that place, there's a certain vibe and atmosphere that you're not going to get anywhere else, yeah, in the world. And the people, you know, everybody, it's a very, elating. The people experience like an elation from coming to these places and seeing it. And because of that, there's like this really good vibe in town, mm-hmm, with all the visitors and the locals. We're thrilled to have visitors. This is like, we've done everything we can to make this a welcoming, comfortable place for people that are not of the blues culture, yeah, to come and see the blues culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but I want to stress really that there's a bunch of people, you know, I played with a guy last night, Ernest Guitar Roy. His father was like a blues musician. Mm-hmm. And he was his father was a teacher along with Johnny Billington. And then there's a guy, Frank Rimmer. Okay. He's another fantastic musician, guitar player, singer. There's Big T. There's a bunch of these guys that are like part of the blues culture, that are bona fide, blues stock, you know? And these guys, this is what you want to come to Clarksdale to see,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean, and these guys, the blues is the roots. I'm kind of part of the fruits, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like a little different. I have my take on the blues. I'm not from a sharecropper background or a Mississippi Delta, you know, background, but I've been in love with this music all my life, and I have my take on it, and I also play with these guys, and you know, I'm able to employ these guys in my band sometimes and pay them, or some they employ me in their bands and I help them make their music. So we all, you know, we have a good feeling of like working together here. But I do want to stress that if somebody comes to Clarksdale, this is what you want to seek out, is the Frank Rimmers, the Ernest Guitar Roys, the Big T, Big A, you know, who am I leaving out? Lucius Spiller is another one. Mm-hmm. His uncle was Magic Sam, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of these guys that are still active here, see.
Randy 19th Street, Red Cohen, that's our featured artist. Let's play another tune from Avenue Boogie from Randy. Here he is. Brand new song.
Baby, what's wrong with you? Don't act like you used to do. It's not my job to make your dreams come true. Bye-bye, baby, to you. Bye-bye, baby, goodbye. Bye-bye, bye-bye-bye. So long, baby, I'm gone. Pack my suit.
Song from Avenue Boogie by Randy 19th Street Red Cohen. And Randy, again, how can people access your music?
I'm on Bandcamp. You just search 19th Street Red. I got a bunch of my music and other people's music on my site. I was trying to start a record company, and I ended up recording some people, so I just put all that stuff up there.
All right, well, check it out, folks. Going to take a break and come back for our final segment with our very featured featured artist, and that's Randy 19th Street Red Cohen. I'm Jim Thorne. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 13 minutes until 10 o'clock. All right, welcome back. It's 9 minutes until 10. I'm Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Our featured artist this morning, Randy 19th Street Red Cohen, and what a career he's had and continues to play there in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Randy, you are talking about spent a lot of time in New Orleans, and you kind of commuted a little while up to Clarksdale, now living in Clarksdale, but you've really been kind of immersed in a musical culture that a lot of people don't know about. You want to kind of expound on that?
Well, you know, I've been fortunate in that I've fallen in to some living American folk cultures between New Orleans. Well, Oakland, too. I lived in Oakland, California, and played the clubs there. There was a vibrant blues scene in Oakland in the 90s. And, you know, any one night there would be like, you know, several, you know, usually one, two, three clubs going with bona fide blues music. And at that, in Oakland, you know, the singers would go from hop, you know, bar hopping from club to club. So during the course of a night, you might have like 10 different singers sitting with the band and singing rhythm and blues and blues. So I got to play with all these just wonderful musicians. Mm-hmm. And that was a living culture. And then I moved to New Orleans, and I don't need to say, New Orleans has a myriad of different living American folk cultures.
Right.
And the two of which that I really became involved with were both the Mardi Gras Indian culture and the blues and jazz culture of that was, you know, it was once there was, see, there was a thriving industry in New Orleans back in the 50s. There was a lot of hit records that came out of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And the jazz players were playing rhythm and blues, and you know, they were like all from Southwest Louisiana. There was a very rich culture of blues and Cajun music, and it combined with the jazz and created this jump, and also the influence of like the West Coast T-Bone Walker jump blues. And there was this whole culture. There was this whole phenomena of music. And we know that, like, cause we know Little Richard, we know, you know, Earl King, Guitar Slim, Fats Domino. Mm-hmm. This is all products of this culture. And the musicians that played this music, them and their sons and their grandsons are still alive in New Orleans, and this culture has been handed down. You know, the torch, there are torchbearers of this music. And of course it's changed, but it still exists. And I'm very fortunate that I fell in with the Hill Andrews family.
Mm-hmm.
A woman named Judy Hill had a bar called the Oop Oop A Doo. Her mom was the wife and is the widow and was the widow of Jesse Hill, who had a big hit called Oop Oop A Doo that was huge. They play it, I mean, almost everybody's heard that song. They play it at all the basketball games, and it's you know, she was still collecting checks. She just died. She was 92 years old.
Wow.
She was the matriarch of this huge musical family of like, she had like 600 or more people in her family. And, you know, and I hung out with them and got to be part of, you know, the regulars over there and kind of like a, you know, part of the family. And I spent Thanksgiving over there and Christmas and, mm-hmm. you know, and I knew some of those guys from just playing music, like James Andrews, Troy Trombone Shorty Andrews, Walter Wolfman Washington. These are all people that are part of that family. So, you know, by associating with them, I met all these other musicians. And, I, you know, it was like just a family thing. You go over to the house and they're making some gumbo or something. And this is not something that the average tourist is going to stumble
That's
upon.
That's right. Randy, like, have you ever thought about maybe, do you keep a journal? I mean, I think you would have a terrific book. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I've been doing that. Yeah.
Well, that would be great. I'd love to read it. You've got some great life stories, and I think our listeners, a lot of people would really, really enjoy that. Randy, our time is about gone. I really want to thank you for coming on to the show, and any final comments you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, yeah, and just since I started it, just to finish it up, if you go to New Orleans, now, this is a real plug for Kermit Ruffin. Thank you, Kermit. Or Kermit, say thank you. But Kermit Ruffin's Mother-in-Law Lounge is a good place to start to delve into this culture of New Orleans that I'm talking about. It's Kermit Ruffin's. It's called the Mother-in-Law Lounge. If you're going to New Orleans, I highly recommend the first night you're there checking this place out, because you'll get a hit of real New Orleans culture there.
And where are you playing up in Clarksdale?
I play at Red's Lounge, which is 395 Sunflower Avenue, every Thursday night with a different congregation. And then I also play on the porch of Cathead Music every Saturday and Sunday morning around 11 o'clock.
Great. And the music from Randy can be found at Bandcamp, and you type in 19th Street Red. Is that right, Randy?
Yeah, go to bandcamp.com, type in 19th Street Red, that's spelt out, you know, 19th Street Red, and my page will come up. There's a bunch of music from several different people, including two of my records.
Okay.
And you can send me as much money as you want. It's easy.
All right, Randy. Hey, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Blues and Arts Hour. We really appreciate it. All right.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. The Blues and Arts Hour, made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Again, I'm Jim Thorne. Thank you for listening. Until next week. God bless.
I'm so sad. Baby, I'm tired of crying over you. Love lasts forever. Don't walk out that door. Don't walk out that door. I'm sad. Baby, I'm tired.